call today.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Once again, that number, 800-259-9231. As always, lots to talk about tonight. Something I wanted to carry over from Saturday night's show that I mentioned that we would get to, we just didn't have time for it, was a story about yet another high schooler who has gotten in trouble for some sort of a creative assignment. We've over the past couple of weeks, we've had, since the Virginia Tech shooting,
yeah,
there's been an extra spate of high schoolers getting into some sort of punishment at their school, in many cases some of them being arrested for writing, in the case of Saturday Night Story, it was a violent essay. In the case of a couple weeks ago, the student was encouraged to, in a creative writing class, to go to the extreme, and or was encouraged to just make stuff up, and he did. He made up a violent essay, and he was arrested as well. So, you know, apparently, if you include, as a young person in government high school today, if you include any sort of violence or allusions to violence, even if you're not actually talking about killing people in a school or trying to, I don't know, make up content that has something to do with school shootings.
Right. I mean, it's not like it might be somewhat understandable if you mention the PE coach by name and then eviscerated him, you know, nailed him to the wall or whatever it is that you're going to do, especially if you use bombs. Bombs would be a very scary thing in today's culture. So, but in this case, you just have to talk about violence or somebody dying and that kind of thing. And I don't know about you, but it seems like every book I read has somebody die.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
seems a natural to be part of the dynamic.
Right.
That's entertainment.
Yeah.
So now it has happened again, and I predict it will continue to happen. You know, we've talked before on the show, I think with, actually, Danny LaDonne sent me this story. He's the gentleman who programmed the Columbine game, the Super Columbine Massacre RPG.
Very engaging individual.
And he pointed this out to me because I had mentioned to him, I'm sure I mentioned it on the air, that when I was in high school back in the late 90s, there was a very popular video game out called Doom. And it was one of the grandfathers of many of the first-person shooter-style games that you'll see
today. I remember
the
name of it, yeah.
Yeah, and and one of the things that Doom was great for was it introduced the world of multiplayer to these first-person shooter games. Up until this point, they had all pretty much been single-player games. Well, this allowed other people on other computers to get into the game, and that opened up a whole new world of I don't know, playing opportunities for the game. It also was a game that it was the first game that users could easily modify. And so there was all these different tools that came out for it. You could make your own maps. You could make your own graphics.
Wow.
You could. There really wasn't anything about the game that couldn't be changed and modified, including the, you know, the way the enemies behaved in the game. I mean, everything. And so now, thanks to Doom, a lot more games are doing that these days. A lot now when a game comes out, in many cases, the video game developers will actually release the modification tools with the game. So not only do you get the game, but you also get all the tools you need to create your own worlds and create your own levels and that sort of thing.
Sounds nice, but very dangerous for people who don't like freedom.
Yeah, exactly right. And so what I had done in the late 90s was I made a graphics patch, as they call them, for Doom, which included scanned photos of some of my high school administrators.
Now, this was pre-Columbine, you understand that?
Oh, yeah.
So, although
just barely,
certainly antisocial, it probably at that time wouldn't have been considered criminal.
They would be investigating you.
Well,
would pull you aside and have you talk to a psychiatrist.
I probably would have been arrested.
So they take kids and they put them into a school system their parents have to pay for. They keep them in the school system despite the fact that they're often uninterested. taught look, say, reading, so they don't know how to read many times, would like to be out and out there in the workforce, but in many cases, like in the state of New Hampshire, they push for these laws that force the towns to keep kids in school until they're 18 years of age.
Right, or raise 17. The minimum wage, which they did here recently.
Yeah, exactly. So they put them all these kids in the schools, and then they expect that somehow in these classrooms, these kids aren't going to be bored, frustrated, or resentful.
Now, what is look, say, reading?
Oh, look, say, reading, it's something that they actually started back in the late 50s with Dick and Jane.
Uh-huh.
And it's called sight reading in some cases, whole language, literature. Mm-hmm. They put all these different appellations on it. And essentially what it is it's a turn away from phonetic teaching. They don't teach you the phonics-based method of breaking the words into syllables, you know, learning the sounds of each letter. Many kids who are diagnosed dyslexic have no physiological problems in any way whatsoever. They just weren't taught phonics.
Mm.
And there's this man, Sam Blumenfeld, who I had on my show numerous times, great guy. He wrote a book back in the 70s called The New Illiterates and How to Prevent Your Child from Becoming One of Them. And he said, look, the government school system is using this. They're promoting this thing as the great idea. They give you a word, and they have you guess or memorize what the word is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to memorize a list of words. And so, for example, I saw this little kid one time in this bookstore where I was working, and he was 6 and a half, and his grandmother brought him in. She said, oh, he's looking for some books on sharks and ocean life. I said, oh, how old is he? She said, his age. So I said, oh, well, we have some books appropriate for the kid, first or second grade. She goes, oh, no. He has some trouble. He's really only in about 3 and a half-year-old level. So I said, hey, buddy. I said, wait, hold on, man. I wrote down the word doctor on a piece of paper. I said, hey, buddy, can you tell me what this word is? He said, and you could tell exactly what he was doing. He was taught to do this. He looked at the word and he goes, dinosaur? He was seeing the D and the R.
Right.
And he was guessing a word that he was familiar with. So then I said, ma'am, this child hasn't been taught how to read. She goes, what do you mean? I said, look, watch this. So I took another little piece of paper the same size and I wrote DOC on one piece. I said, hey, buddy, can you tell me what that says? And he looked at it, and I said, just tell me what the letters say. He goes, I said, what does the D say? So I went through it, and finally he goes, the doc. I'm like, right. And then I did the T-O-R on the other sheet. Mm-hmm. And I said, what does this say? And he said, and he goes, tour. And then I put them together in front of him, like any good phonics teacher would,
right.
Or like they used to do an electric company, for God's sake, uh-huh. Or, you know, whatever. The
aliens.
Between the lions. Yeah. And I said, now, what does it say? And he said, doctor. And I said, ma'am, this kid is not being taught phonics.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving him sight words. Go and get a phonics thing. So anyway, you get all these kids now, 10 years from now, that kid would be in school. He's an intelligent kid.
Right.
He has interests, but he can't translate his interests into absorbing any information because he doesn't know how to read.
And that's crippling.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that all the kids who are violent like this are, you know, in like the Columbine kids or whatever,
mm-hmm.
They're created by this system, but you have a much higher probability of having problems with kids
yeah.
who can't absorb the information. Hence, we have all these psychiatrists. What's wrong? What's wrong? You know what? The bulk of the kids, they're not taught right. They don't want to be in school. They don't want to be in a government system. And you could have been put up because you were interested in doing this and you resented being there. Maybe, you know, the school system or whatever, or you thought these people were boring or whatever, so you put it in as a joke in your game.
Yeah.
And so this is happening. You talked about this on Saturday night to bring it right around.
Exactly.
Huh? Yeah.
Now, what the system you're talking about, I can see why that would frustrate a child and make things different. This is not how I was taught, and I was.
I'm pretty sure it's not how I was taught.
Right. In the late 70s and early 80s.
That's why you guys have achieved so much. Good job.
But you know, I can see why it would be, because what they do is they in the sense that they teach the kids words rather than how to sound out words.
Right.
Is they hand them the information here, absorb this information. The children are unable to go out and learn that, you know, choose
yeah.
what they're going to learn because
yeah.
they don't have the ability to break them up. Now,
exactly.
at some point, I'm sure they do must learn how to read phonically. I mean, just...
Maybe not. A lot of them don't. And
yes.
that's one of the things. This guy, Sam Blumenfeld from Massachusetts, he takes adults and he exposes them to phonics, and these people are like, what are you doing? Because they have not been taught the rhythm. They can't even break words up. They can't, like I told this woman, I said, look, next time this guy sees this word, he'll know that the word is doctor, And if you add an AL to it, he'll be able to read doctoral. He won't know what it means, but he can look it up and at least pronounce it, which is exactly how we all learn.
Yes, well, that's how I continue to learn.
Yeah.
And that's why I can absorb new information. I don't have to be fed it every time.
Is the reason they're teaching this way to teach to a test to where the kids can...
I don't think it started that way.
It was those certain words.
It was actually part... It was all part... It came from John Dewey and a number of others. And in the one... you know, we talk about conspiracy theories... In this case,
more.
It's provable.
The education
right.
thing is definitely a conspiracy yep. against the people of America. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231.
That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there, an entire, well, a broadband version and a dial-up version, both for free. Two sizes will fit virtually any internet connection. We do it free at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, as well as socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. It's a good time, so register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. In fact, we will be going and talking to the president of the Free State Project here in a few moments. But first, I want to go to Gene the Christian Anarchist on the line in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Ian, you got it backwards.
What did I get backwards?
Well, you're calling this a conspiracy because people want to teach sight learning instead of phonics, and then you call 9/11 a non-conspiracy. So I'm going
to associate. No, Gene. I just don't care about 9/11. And I was talking in general about the government's, the education socialist people and their conspiracy to dumb down the working class. It's more than just teaching the see and say method.
Okay.
It's a huge thing.
I'm going to tell you that the thing against phonics is not a conspiracy. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
There's two learning methods. One is called phonics, and it's far superior to the other learning method, which is the sight learning method. A little tongue-tied. But my wife has the unique situation where she's learned two separate languages on two separate methods, because obviously in Chinese there's no phonics.
No phonics.
So to learn Chinese, it's a requirement that you learn by the sight method, because every character is different. And there is no real phonics to the Chinese language. But
Gene, I should just say that I have to just pause there for a second, because the two should in no way be connected or correlated, because Chinese and Japanese are pictographic languages. Phonics, the alphabet, the Greek alphabet, is a phonetically based sound symbol system. The symbols stand for sounds at their root, and combinations of those symbols create new sounds. So they are not analogous in any way. And I just have to tell you, I'm sorry to disagree with you, but if you look back at John Dewey and you look at some of the progressives from the late 18th century into the late 19th century into the early 20th centuries, it was planned to try to get people who would conform to certain work patterns based on the Prussian style. And that plot then led into what has now become a self-fulfilling prophecy, which is that, just to finish up, which is that now there are so many people who depend on special needs teaching for their livelihood, there's no reason for them to try to change, because all these special needs teachers will be out. So what started as a plot with American progressives in the United States has now become something that is more than the plot, because you have so many people dependent on teaching these kids who can't read.
Right.
Why should they change?
I want to make it clear once again, I wasn't suggesting that the see and say method was in itself a conspiracy. I was talking about how the entire education, government education system was essentially a plot, as you put it, to make this underclass of essentially muprons that are just incapable of doing certain tasks. They're only capable of working at a menial task, a menial job sort of thing, and their intelligence level has been artificially restricted by the system that was set up to do that.
Yeah.
And there's definitely evidence for it.
Dewey had in mind when he started his system, which I'm sure, you know, he had ulterior motives like everybody else, but most of the people that are promoting it today honestly think it helps dumb kids learn a language. Now, I think
that's
mistaken.
Right.
I think it proves, I think that phonics is a far superior system for learning English, but I'm giving the example that some languages you have to use the sight and say, and I disagree with your
It's a fair example.
Yes, I understand it, and we comfortably disagree.
Thank you for the call.
Absolutely. Thanks, Gene. And I have to just say that I don't believe that your examples, as I said before, are analogous, because
it's
they're two different
oranges,
languages. Exactly.
Is what you're saying.
And the human mind, when you're dealing with the Greek alphabet and English particularly, but other types of Greek or Latin-based languages, that are phonetically based languages. The human mind works in such a way that you will eventually become so accustomed to certain words that you've learned phonetically, they become sight words. But the process has to go in that direction. It has to go from the small up. It has to be basically inductive rather than deductive.
Well, I can see the advantages to understanding phonics when you're dealing with a language that you can sound out new words. I mean,
absolutely.
It makes perfectly good sense.
It's definitely
right.
The best way to teach it. Now, I also want to make it clear that I don't think that every teacher is part of this socialist plot to dumb down kids. I think most teachers are honest, good people that want to help kids learn.
Unwitting pawns.
That is pretty much what they are. They've been placed into this system, which is so rigid. You cannot actually innovate in the government school system.
A lot of them probably don't even think that what they're teaching kids is causing any problems.
Some of them would like to make a change, and they can't. A lot of them are idealists. They'll get into the system with the idea that they can change it from the inside. And it doesn't take very long before they're beaten down within the system by all the rules and the red tape. And then they just go right along to get their pension and do what they have to do.
So true.
To make their lives comfortable. And kids are suffering as a result. Now, let's go to Varen Swearingen from New Hampshire. He's the president of the Free State Project, a man that this education talk probably rings pretty close to home, as I believe Varen is a homeschooler.
It does, and we teach phonics, and I got to give a nod to Sam Blumenfeld. We have some friends in common, and I think he's got the phonics deal pretty well figured out.
He's a brilliant man, and John Taylor Gatto, who won the award for Teacher of the Year in New York and wrote the book The Underground History of American Education, cites Sam Blumenfeld. Sam's in his 80s, and he's a good friend of mine and was a good friend of my father's, Varen, and he's got it down, and he predicted it, and he has gotten the transcripts from some of the meetings, from NEA things and some of the inner workings. And just to let people know, the conspiracy was definitely there with Horace Mann, John Dewey, and they were progressive.
There are even quotes from Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah.
Not even just obscure education people.
And it wasn't a malignant, they weren't trying to be malicious. They just thought, look, there are certain people who are just designed to be doing certain kinds of work.
I find that malicious.
Better society. Yeah, they didn't think it was malicious. I find it malicious. I find it disgusting.
Well, they're the central planners. Now, Varen, what drove you and your wife to decide to homeschool your kids? What was the deciding factor there?
Well, part of it goes back to our own experiences in government schools. I went for 11 years to government schools, and I escaped my senior year in high school. In fact, the friend in common of Sam Blumenfeld's that I cite would be Marshall Fritz, who's the founder of the Alliance for Separation of School and State. And little known fact, Marshall ran a school for a year and a half prior to founding the Alliance. And I am one of three graduates of that school.
Wow.
So there's a little
history.
So it's
just your own personal experience that the government schools were just so awful, you just decided you couldn't put your kids through that.
Yeah, not going to put them. And we have the resources to homeschool, so we do.
Excellent. Hang on, Varen. We're going to bring you back for some more. Varen Swearingen, the president of the Free State Project. Maybe you've got a question for Varen. Be a good time to ask it at 800-259-9231. I think we've got a little bit of good news to announce about the Free State Project continuing to sponsor Free Talk Live. All that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage,
for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want, toll free at 800-259-9231. Or if you got a question for Baron Swearingen, the president of the Free State Project, 800-259-9231 is the number for you, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the bulletin board system, over 225,000 posts, and over 1,400 people are interacting. It's all completely free. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to it. That is bbs.freetalklive.com, as we bring Baron back on the line with us, back on Free Talk
Live. Hello.
Hey, Baron. So, Baron, there's, I guess, a little bit of good news to announce. We were very concerned at the beginning of this month because one of the guys who was a major contributor to the Free State Project sort of dropped off the map, and that was a good chunk of his money, though, that he was contributing, was going to fund the Free Talk Live / Free State Project advertising campaign.
Yeah.
And since then, there have been some, you know, talks behind the scenes. Our listeners have been very concerned about the Free State Project possibly leaving as an advertiser on Free Talk Live. Of course, Free State Project has been our longest-running advertiser, so obviously that would be tragic. And I know that they've certainly expressed some of their concerns to you and the rest of the members of the board. So
yep.
I guess you guys are staying on board for at least the foreseeable future.
Yeah, the... you know, that represented a portion of the Free State Project sponsorship, and right now we don't have a replacement in place for that. However, the remainder of the sponsorship that we have had, the plan is to continue that for the foreseeable future. We're meeting actually tomorrow night, and I believe are going to pass our fiscal year budget, which is not in line with the calendar year. So that for roughly the next year would be included in that.
So you guys are staying on board. It's just going to be a slightly reduced schedule for a reduced rate. Obviously, we'd love to get it back up to its former level, and for that, you guys are going to need to do some fundraising. And
that's right. And that's something that what we're working on now is preparing a budget that will allow us to expand the various areas of the budget depending on what donors want to contribute. And radio sponsorship is one of those areas that we plan to make available. So if there are listeners who appreciate the Free State Project's support of Free Talk Live, then in the very near future there should be a way to make a donation so what keeps the sponsorship alive, and that would expand what basic level we're going to provide in the budget. And that way people can express their support really of both at the same time, the Free State Project and Free Talk Live.
Sure. And, you know, until that gets implemented, of course, people are free to join the Free Talk Live AMP program. Great way to just throw a few bucks behind the show. And if a bunch of people do that, then that goes a long way for us. Enough about
financing.
So it's good to – I just wanted to let our listeners know that you guys aren't going away.
Because they were and I have to give you, you know, and the listeners a kind of a kudos and results report in that Free Talk Live – is the most predictable and consistent source of new Free State Project participants. So for all of you out there listening who have joined the Free State Project through Free Talk Live, thank you. And come visit us. You've been running ads for Porkfest here.
Yes.
And that's an excellent time to come up and see what's going on firsthand.
It's going to be a lot of fun, I imagine.
I know. I expect we're going to have a lot of people in Free Talk Live gear out there. I know there was a huge – I was shocked at how many Free Talk Live listeners showed up at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. I mean, I knew we'd do okay as far as pulling people there, but I certainly didn't expect it to be a solid fourth, if not a third, of the attendees that were Free Talk Live listeners.
It was amazing.
It really was. And and I'm always still surprised and elated when we get the emails that we do from time to time of somebody who'll say, yeah, you know, I found you guys 2 years ago, and I kept hearing you talk about the Free State Project, and it got me so excited, I decided that I was going to sign up. Because, you know, it's different running Free State Project commercials on Free Talk Live than it is on any other radio station, because, you know, we're members. And so
right.
We've actually, not only are we members, but we're early movers as well. And so we can really sort of tap into the different activism things that are going on here in the state. Like we had Russell Canning on the show on Saturday night for an entire hour, which you know, having him and Lauren Canario and having the political victories announced on this show really does a lot to get people excited about what's going on here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and that's really the goal. The long-term goal is to create enough of that victory that we've got a free state, hence the name Free State Project.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly. So was there something in particular that you wanted to get on the air and talk about tonight?
Well, you know, it's funny because I could probably talk for hours and hours and hours. I'm sure I could bore you to tears about the Free State Project. But obviously I wanted to get the word out that we're not evaporating or stopping our sponsorship of Free Talk Live. I know there were some questions about that, and that just comes from the budgeting timing not going
right.
Exactly.
It was more about planning than anything else. It was just,
yeah,
it wasn't
the planning was the problem, and that was an internal thing on our end, but there was never a plan in place or an initiative taken to stop sponsorship of Free Talk Live, so I wanted to make sure that got out there.
Sure.
And, of course, it'd be great to talk about Porkfest. Another thing, I don't know if there are any listeners of yours in the D.C. area right now, but this week I'll be down in D.C., and if you know of any, that's great if you're listening in. I'll be at a happy hour hosted by the Reason Foundation on Thursday evening and then giving a presentation to Reason Magazine
great.
On Friday.
Awesome. Fantastic.
So there's a little outreach going on there also.
So the New Hampshire Liberty Forum was, of course, the event that you guys did in February, and I thought it was a smashing success. Apparently,
yeah.
It actually turned a profit, even with the multi-thousands of dollars that it cost to get John Stossel out there. And you guys are working on cranking out like a DVD of the event, aren't you?
Great.
Yeah, we're working on that. The first step to that, in fact, just yesterday I gave the raw footage to Irina to work on piecing together a short version of that we hope to have available prior to Porkfest. And then we're going to have a longer version of the DVD, which will include footage from the entire Liberty Forum. We don't have a schedule for releasing that yet, but we're working on getting the footage and are going to start to put that together as soon as we can.
I know how long editing can take. It's a painstaking but sometimes rewarding process. Hopefully it'll be out by the end of the year. Do you think that's safe to say?
I would say yes, it's safe to say, but that certainly I wouldn't put any guarantee on that. Sure. I hope it's out considerably before that, because, as I'm sure you would expect, we are planning to do Liberty Forum again in 2008.
That'd be a great promotional tool.
Absolutely. There's actually a chance that we may do it in December of this year, 2007. And the reason for that is, and we're really in the early stages of planning right now, but Florida just moved up their primary. New Hampshire may move theirs up again, and we're contemplating having it before the primary.
It could be a really good idea, Varen, especially given all the attention that will be on the state of New Hampshire at the time. We'll be having all the networks in there. They're going to be camped out at all the hotels. And, of course,
absolutely,
that also is a consideration for you for booking a hotel.
Right, yeah. So we're working right now on figuring out, you know, what can we book and how are we going to know that we're going to actually have that space and not get bumped.
Right.
And that the primary is going to happen when they think it's going to happen. You know, those are factors.
And, you know, Varen, I got to say, I was just bowled over by the amount of great people, the level of intellectual capacity of everybody who attended. And, you know, Mark and Ian were broadcasting live, and it was so amazing to see all the people who had turned out. And we were talking about, while I was there, I was talking to people and said, man, all these people have come from Free Talk Live. And people came from Holland. Man named Andre came from Holland, from Texas, from California, Florida. It was an amazing event, and it just goes to show those people who haven't come yet what they're missing. And I really hope they'll think about it, because you guys did a wonderful job. Irina, everybody behind it was great.
There really was just an excitement and electricity in the air.
Yeah.
That was, that was my first time really going to an event that size, having never been to Porkfest. That was really my first exposure to that. And I expect it'll be a similar sort of atmosphere at Porkfest, just maybe even more of a party style atmosphere. People camping out all week, having fun, drinking, that sort of thing. So it'll be much more relaxed. No suits.
Yeah, the look and feel of Porkfest is different if you haven't been before. But in either case, one of the reasons we do this, and I can't stress this enough to the listening audience, is we can talk on the radio about New Hampshire, and you can read on the website about New Hampshire, and you can study until your eyeballs fall out. But until you come here and look, you don't really get the feel of what's going on.
Absolutely the case. Varen, hang on. We're going to bring, if you got another segment, we'll hold you over for it. So hang on. 800-259-9231. I know we got at least one call for Varen. If you want to make a call and talk to the president of the Free State Project, perhaps you have a question for him, you should do that now. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food.
it's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Though we'd prefer you had a question for Baron Swearingen right now. He's the president of the Free State Project. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. As I mentioned before, the AMP program. You know, we've taken a slight hit in income because the Free State Project has, you know, they're in a serious budget crunch right now. They could use some contributions, but so could we. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is simple. If you like Free Talk Live, you want to help us spread the message of freedom and liberty, and by proxy, the message of the Free State Project, of course, then send us $3 a month. It's a totally voluntary option that is a great way to help support the show, because when that money comes in, we take it in and we don't spend it on paychecks. It goes right back out into promoting the show, getting advertising, purchasing advertising in Talkers Magazine. Our ads look better, in my opinion, than any other ad in that magazine. They're very professionally done, and they look good. That gets us in front of program directors' eyes. It helps us hire an affiliate relations guy to make phone calls to radio stations. All of these things and more, all of them are listed at amp.freetalklive.com, along with the perks you get access to, like the AMP-only phone line, the AMP-only forum and chat room, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We're back on with Baron Swearingen, the president of the Free State Project. And, Baron, I want to go to the phones, because Kevin in Georgia is on the line, and he's got a question for you.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Got you, Kevin.
Okay. Hey, this is, you wrote my letter about a month ago. It's Born Again, Kevin.
I don't remember. You'll have to summarize what the...
It was just me telling, I was one of the listeners that had been listening for 2 years and, you know, got mad at my family because I was getting so frustrated with everything that you guys were talking about, but felt like I couldn't do anything about it until, you know, the Free State Project came along.
Yeah,
so anyways,
yes. When
I was one of the Free Talk Live to FS peers, although I haven't joined yet, I'm definitely interested in it, and I'll be up there for Porkfest and whatnot.
Cool.
You're one of the phantom listeners that's out there that hasn't yet, because the Free State Project knows tangibly how many sign-ups we've gotten them, but what they don't know is how many people are out there really intrigued, really interested, watching and listening very carefully to what the Free State Project does and getting more and more excited as time goes on. What, might I ask, is holding you back from joining the Free State Project at this point?
I just want to get up to New Hampshire during Porkfest and check things out to make sure.
Oh, that'll seal the deal, won't it, Baron?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
I just want to, you know, and I also want to take my wife up there and make sure everything's okay with her, too. So I don't think that'll be a problem. I just want to, you know.
Yeah, if you're interested being here, you'll see a lot of advantages.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, you were talking earlier, Baron, about donations. Like, I'm already an amper, and, you know, I do what I can there. But I am really interested, since I did learn about Free Talk Live Free State Project via Free Talk Live, about donating for that cause to the Free State Project.
Okay. Yeah, you can go to our website at freestateproject.org/donate.
Okay.
And make a donation online there. And if you notate it, Free Talk Live, we'll make sure it gets to the right place.
Okay.
You can either use PayPal, or you can send a check to our P.O. box.
Okay.
And we'll make sure that gets to the right place.
And by the way, I should just mention as an aside, I'll talk about this a little bit later on, but on Saturday night I got to meet the founder of PayPal, Jason.
Oh, that's so cool.
A man named Peter Thiel. It was the Adam Smith Awards dinner sponsored by the Foundation for Economic Education, and he is a hardcore libertarian. No, they sold the business, but just to let you know, when you go to PayPal, it was originally started by a person who really understood freedom.
Now, hopefully, I know he probably made a pretty penny off of the sale of PayPal.
It was like $2 billion.
So hopefully he'll take some of that money and reinvest it into something else that'll help promote freedom. And
yeah.
I would ask him if he was a member.
Yeah,
did you ask him to sign up?
No, I didn't get a chance to, but I have his email address, and we're going to stay in touch. And I told him that there are a lot of people who would like to hear from him. And I said, you know, maybe we could open up some avenues of communication. He said, yeah, that would be fine. I said, I know your schedule is obviously very tight. He's now heading up an investment seed company down in New York. But,
well, you'd mentioned during one of the breaks, Gardner, that this Peter Thiel had originally created PayPal with the intention of creating an alternative currency. Turned out that was something he couldn't do, I guess, whatever regulations were involved. And so he went in a different direction with it. But presumably he still has an affinity for that idea. And what better place to create an alternative currency than in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project? I mean, if there's not a demand for that sort of thing here with all the Free Staters moving in, I don't know what there is.
I agree. He definitely knows that he has a lot of friends in the Free State Project. And I said, hey, you know, maybe we could do an interview with you sometime. And so maybe we'll be able to get him on this show.
Well, that'd be stellar.
That would be really interesting to hear about the experience of the creation of PayPal. And Jason, I know that he has heard of the Free State Project. I mentioned the Free Staters. And he loves the idea, so maybe we'll talk to him a little more. We'll see.
Now, we're kind of dominating here. Kevin, did you have something else for Varen while we got you on the line?
Why the counter isn't rolling anymore.
Yeah, that's a software issue. You'll notice that there are 7,952 new participants in the last 7 days, which is more than the 7,650 displayed at the top.
That's interesting.
Yeah, isn't that clever? In fact... One night it read 15,000. I was really excited about that, and then I realized, oh man! I thought
we're talking about the counter on the top of the Free State Project website.
Right.
So I guess your IT guys are ironing out some bugs.
Yeah, what has happened is for the last year we've been working on transitioning to a new back end, and they just ported the database itself over to the new structure, and they've got some code cleanup to do and whatnot. So in the meantime, the numbers are just kind of sitting there. Those are not correct. They're in the ballpark.
That's what happens. You can't do a technological change without having some sort of bugs pop up. Kevin, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Varen Swearingen, the president of the Free State Project, we've only got a few more moments remaining in the hour here.
So what's the how many participants do we have then? It's 7,650 is what it shows at the top of the website.
I honestly don't know what the real number is right now.
But it's higher than that.
I think so, but, you know, we've been trying to unwind the code that came up with that number under the old system, and we haven't quite figured out. That was written 3 or 4 years ago, and we have not figured out how that code works. So we're having a hard time coming up with the mechanism to calculate the correct number now.
Basically, the Free State Project might be able to use a few more volunteers on the technical side, the IT side.
The short answer is yes. That has been the case all along. As far as cleaning up this project, we're good to go as far as the number of volunteers we've got. But in the future, absolutely. And not just in IT, but in every area. We're looking for a volunteer coordinator, an events coordinator, and a whole bunch of, advertising, by the way, advertising director.
I told you I volunteered for that, but you're just going to have to handle Free Talk Live's
conflict of interest
on your own, because I can't handle that end of it. But anything else, I'll handle the advertising.
So you're saying that a like a Free Talk Live friendly person could come in there and maybe be the advertising director? That'd be a good thing, listeners. Maybe you should keep that in mind. No, really, seriously though, it's a great way to get active and maybe get a little bit of a taste of a bit of activism before you actually move up to the Free State. And help out the organization as well. So where would one go if one were interested in A, finding out what different volunteer opportunities are available, and B, actually doing it?
Well, the short answer is email me. And you can reach me at president@freestateproject.org, president@freestateproject.org. It's pretty simple. The best thing to do is for now, I'm the volunteer coordinator, but we're working on trying to find somebody who can take that job off of my hands, who will take positions and people and match them up.
That makes sense.
So if you like people, working with people, and HR is your kind of deal, I definitely want you to email me.
you've probably got a lot on your plate as the president of the Free State Project. I know that you've mentioned several times how many emails you get. I mean, it's overwhelming, apparently.
Yeah, and I have 1,300 in my inbox right now.
Goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we've only got about a minute or so left here, Varen. Why Keene? Why did you choose Keene?
I took a tour of New Hampshire in the end of 2003, and Keene was the place that had all of the combination of things that I liked the best. Lower real estate costs than the southeast part, but an urban/suburban culture that had shopping and Main Street and conveniences. It was a look and feel decision.
So you had made that decision before the Keene Free Press had come out and some of the other real key activists had sort of moved in here.
Yeah, Russell Canning and I moved to Keene the same week.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's been, what, about 3 years now?
2.5, yeah. It'll be 3 this November.
Very cool. Very cool. So anything else that you wanted to touch on? We've only got a few moments.
Come to visit. Come to Pork Fest or come to Liberty Forum next year or come anytime. And if you're going to come when it's not a festival, email somebody, email me, or email the Welcome Wagon, and tell us you're coming, and we'll roll out the red carpet.
A lot of people post on nhfree.com as well, announcing when they're coming, and they just get people reaching out to them, offering help.
If you tell me that you're coming, I'll have coffee with you.
Yeah, we'll go out and meet you. Yeah. Hang out for a half hour or something like that. Hey, Varen, thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it, and keep up the good
work. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Varen Swearingen, president of the Free State Project. Hour number two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.